Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Matt Staver, who is the founder and director of Liberty Counsel, and he is handling the new case involving Chief Justice of Alabama Roy Moore, who is in trouble as far as his job. And Matt, thank you so much for joining us, and tell us what's going on with Roy Moore.
Well, thank you. Good to be with you. Well, it all begins with the Southern Poverty Law Center, and that should say everything for anyone who knows anything about that group. This is a group that is very radical. It has a so-called hate map, and it lists along with what are real hate groups and organizations like the KKK and skinheads and the Aryan Nation organizations that actually advocate and perhaps in some cases participate in violence. It also includes groups like the Family Research Council and other organizations, American Family Association, and even Liberty Counsel.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. This is the group that filed the complaint against the Chief Justice, Roy Moore. And they filed it with the Judicial Inquiry Commission in Alabama. And they focused on a January 2016 administrative order that's only 4 pages. Anyone can read it. And in that order, they say, they claim that the Chief Justice advocated that the probate judges engage in outright rebellion, absolute outright disobedience with regards to the Supreme Court of the United States and other federal court decisions in Alabama regarding marriage. He did no such thing. What he said was that the Alabama Supreme Court is reviewing the matter and a decision will be forthcoming. He specifically said he wasn't at liberty to give them any guidance. It's very specific. Paragraph 10 of this four-page order is a killer to this complaint because it says specifically that he could not give guidance to these probate judges on the issue because that was pending before the Alabama Supreme Court, and the Alabama Supreme Court would make a ruling at some point in the future, which it did 2 months later in March of 2016. And that is the focus. Anyone can read this letter, and anyone can make their own decision. It's a no-brainer. He did violate any ethical code of conduct. But the Judicial Inquiry Commission filed a complaint, and the SPLC has obviously connections with people on the JIC. And when you get a complaint filed against the judge, whether it's the Chief Justice or any judge, by the JIC, when you're actually charged in Alabama, the only state in the country that has this, you're automatically removed from office.
Mm.
So that's the problem that we have. You're essentially guilty till proven innocent.
Wow.
You're automatically removed. So this was in May, and he was automatically removed. The charge came on late Friday afternoon. By the following Monday, his password was deactivated, and he was no longer allowed to go even not only to his office, but even to the third floor of the Alabama Supreme Courtroom.
Wow.
And that's where it stands now. We're going to a hearing on this matter. I believe there's no question that we will win this case, certainly on the objective facts. This is a slam dunk decision. He never violated any ethical code. But we're dealing with a situation here. And here's why I say the situation. That is not just legal, but it's political and frankly, it's corrupt. The SPLC files the complaint. The JIC, the Judicial Inquiry Commission, files the charge. He's automatically removed. And then the Judicial Inquiry Commission hires the former legal director of the SPLC to prosecute the Chief Justice. So the state agency charged him based on a complaint of the SPLC, and then they hire a former legal director of the SPLC to prosecute the Chief Justice. I mean, they're not even trying to hide their bias.
Yeah. Now, this all gets back to the same-sex marriage decision of the Supreme Court from June of 2015, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, what happened was the Alabama Supreme Court in March of 2015, they issued 3 orders. And in those orders, they say that the Alabama probate judges may not violate the Alabama law and issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. They have to comply with that law. Then June 26th, the U.S. Supreme Court 5-4 opinion comes down. 3 days later, on June 29th, the same Alabama Supreme Court, again, make this note, too. The Chief Justice wasn't even part of that decision in March. It was a decision by 8 of the 9 justices. He had recused himself.
Wow.
So 3 days after the 5-4 U.S. Supreme Court opinion, they asked for additional briefing on the impact of the decision on the previous orders in Alabama. 6 months go by. Nothing from the Alabama Supreme Court. On the actual final day of the 6 months, people are asking, the Alabama Supreme Court, media is asking, the probate judges are wondering, what do we do? Why are you taking so long? And so it's on that day that the Chief Justice simply issues this 4-page order that says, the case is still before the Alabama Supreme Court. I'm not at liberty to give you guidance. The Alabama Supreme Court will rule in the future. And he also issues a very clear statement of law that when an order is entered against you, until the court changes it, it's still outstanding. And that's under review right now, so just be patient. Hmm. And then 2 months later, the Alabama Supreme Court issued the order. That's the sequence of what happened. And this is the complaint filed by the SPLC against something that is none of their jurisdiction, because this is a matter of law, number one. Number two, it didn't violate any ethical code.
Well, you know, it's strange to me, even in light of the fact that he recused himself. By the way, that's an honorable thing to do. And to be frank with you, if all the justices in this country were honorable, two of the Supreme Court justices that ruled in favor of same-sex marriage would have recused themselves because they themselves participated in same-sex weddings. And I'm talking about Elena Kagan,
right,
and Ginsburg. So, you know, there's no honor here, and yet here's Roy Moore in the spring of 2015 doing the honorable thing in recusing himself, and yet the Alabama Supreme Court, despite Moore not being participating in that particular decision, voting to be against same-sex marriage. Isn't it interesting, too, that the state of Alabama, when they had a chance to vote on it, didn't they vote in favor of traditional marriage to amend their constitution as such?
Yeah, that's right. It's one of the highest percentages in the country. I think the vote was like 82%.
Huh. Wow, it's like the people have ceased to be...
amend their state constitution.
There's a quote from Abraham Lincoln from his first inaugural address, and I'm sure he had in mind the terrible Dred Scott Supreme Court decision, you know, which basically gave no rights to slaves, even ex-slaves. And, Mr. Lincoln said, if we accept the idea, the Supreme Court has spoken and that's it, then the people will have ceased to be their own rulers. It's as if the people of Alabama have ceased to be their own rulers.
That's right. And, well, that's the same thing with all the different states that pass these marriage laws. And you've got five people on the U.S. Supreme Court that decide to literally invent a new decision that has no basis in the Constitution. And, of course, that's a whole debate for another time. We could spend all day on that. That's a problem. I think, really, the judiciary is on trial. But what we have here is a complete turning upside down of the system, where you've got a justice who's doing the honorable thing, mm-hmm. doing the right thing, who cares about the Constitution, who studies the Constitution and the history more than any judge that I know. He's the one who becomes the target by the radical group, the SPLC. And unfortunately, they've got some sympathizers on the Judicial Inquiry Commission. Otherwise, they wouldn't turn around and hire, literally hire, as the prosecutor, the former legal director of the Southern Poverty Law Center to prosecute a Southern Poverty Law Center's complaint. I mean, that's just outrageous.
Will there be some sort of court trial for Roy Moore? And by the way, I understand there's an associate justice, Tom Parker, who is also, in trouble with the Judiciary Committee in Alabama.
Yeah, there is going to be a trial at the end of the month of September. But as it relates to the other associate justice, Tom Parker, he's also someone who's very concerned about following the Constitution. The SPLC filed a complaint against him as well. The GAC has not filed a charge yet. Oh. And what's the complaint about? After the Supreme Court opinion, the 5-4 opinion in 2015 on marriage, he went on a radio program and he criticized the legal reasoning, or lack thereof, I should say, wow. of that 5-4 opinion.
Wait, you don't even have free speech anymore. You don't even have free speech in this country. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's right. And for that alone, they filed a charge or complaint against him. We have preemptively filed a federal lawsuit because if the JSC actually issues a charge, he's also going to be removed. And before they do that, we filed a federal lawsuit challenging the whole basis of this and also challenging this automatic renewal. As I said, Alabama is the only one in the country that has this, and it puts too much power in this Judicial Inquiry Commission because they can file a bogus charge against you that has no basis at all,
and then
and you're automatically removed.
Wow.
And that's the whole agenda, remove all the conservative jurists on the Alabama Supreme Court. They've gotten Chief Justice Roy Moore temporarily removed. They're trying to go after the other one, Tom Parker.
You know, Matt, when you look at the situation of all the different judges and justices around the country, there's so few that we can identify and say, well, this is an evangelical. And one of them, the most prominent, is Roy Moore, and he's temporarily on the sidelines. Amazing.
It is, yeah, and he's also being treated like a criminal. I mean, this whole process is just shameful. To have the Chief Justice not even be able to go back to his office.
Wow.
Not even go to the third floor of the Alabama Supreme Court. It's unbelievable. So we have spent an enormous amount of time, Liberty Counsel has, filing documents and writing legal arguments and making arguments here before the what's called Court of the Judiciary, which is where it's being tried now in the state court system. And also, by the way, in our federal lawsuits to stop this nonsense from continuing in the future.
You know, I don't even see why the Southern Poverty Law Center has credibility to this date. You mentioned earlier different groups that stand for traditional morality and have no, in any way, shape, form, any kind of prejudice or promotion of violent message, including your group, Liberty Counsel, that would include American Family Association, Family Research Council. But the SPLC has blood in their hands when it comes to Family Research Council because of that attack in 2012, which wasn't well covered by the mainstream media, but it still happened. And it was directly motivated by the map of hate from that Southern Poverty Law Center. By the way, this radio station was ultimately founded by the late Dr. D. James Kennedy and his organization, which is now called D. James Kennedy Ministries, is also on their map of hate, although albeit on a different name.
That's right. You know, it is a discredited organization. It's only being promoted by left-wing groups like People for the American Way, Right Wing Watch, the Center for American Progress, these organizations. And then it gets picked up by these liberal media, and they just regurgitate what the SPLC does, but it is a discredited organization, and it does have blood on its hands. In fact, Floyd Corkins is in prison right now, as you know, because he went to the Southern Poverty Law Center's so-called hate map, found Family Research Council, went into the front lobby with a gun intending to commit mass murder, and then he wanted to rub Chick-fil-A sandwiches into the faces of the corpses. Unfortunately, the security guard was able to overpower this guy and stop a mass carnage at the Family Research Council.
And that security guard, of course, got shot and was wounded and had to go through surgeries and so forth. Okay, we're almost out of time. Who is actually going to try Roy Moore in late September in Alabama?
Well, I'll be representing the Chief Justice Roy Moore, and it's going to be before a 9-member panel called the Court of the Judiciary. 3 of these people are non-lawyers or non-judges as well. They're just lay people from the community. So it's a panel of 9 people, and that is where this final trial will be. Now, depending upon the outcome, it can be appealed to the Alabama Supreme Court. But if that's the case, obviously you'd have to have a whole new Alabama Supreme Court being appointed just for this particular hearing.
Okay, anything else?
No, I think that covers it.
Okay, lc.org for more information. Matt Staver, keep up the great work. God bless you.
Thank you. My pleasure to be with you.
All right, appreciate it. Bye-bye.